Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Nathan Sage. On today's program, we speak to Knoxville Public Library Director Roslyn Thompson as she talks about all the things the library is doing and going through during the COVID-19 pandemic.
What are some of the things the library has available and is doing to make sure that these kids that, or even parents out there or adults out there, are able to continue learning, continue reading, continue doing all the things they normally would do with the library?
We want to remind people that even though the building is closed, the library is still there, which means that we are available online. And we are calling it the digital branch library. And so we are open 24/7 through our online resources. And a reminder for people who are not familiar with our online resources, if you go to our website, www.knoxville.lib.ia.us, that gives you access to a lot of our resources, such as Freego, which is the free downloadable music that you can keep on your digital device. We have Canopy that is new to us, and that is a fantastic service, and it's free movie streaming. And so if you download the Canopy app on your device, you can watch movies for free. And there's a children's selection of movies that's really fantastic, too. So kids can be entertained that way. But for also adults, there are documentaries that are watchable for free and movies of all kinds. There are thousands of movies available.
When it comes to those resources you're continuing to talk about, how can is it open to everybody, or does it have to be a Knoxville Public Library cardholder?
Yes. They do have to have a library card from the Knoxville Library. And if they have lost their card or if their card has expired, call the library at 828-0585, and we will work with you over the phone. And the staff, you know, we have a staggered number of staff that come in, you know, so we're practicing social distancing. But there will be staff there to answer the phone, or you can leave a message and we'll get back right to you. And we are looking into the possibility of a digital library card or, you know, people being able to get a library card online by going to our website. But I would just remind people at this point to give us a call and we'll try to help you the best way we can. And I wanted to mention to Bridges, if people are not familiar with that, Bridges is fantastic too and has thousands of ebooks and audiobooks that people can check out. Now, of course, not everyone has a computer, and that's one of the, you know, the worst things is that people have not been able to come into the library to use the computers. But we do have the Wi-Fi available that is outside the building, and so they, you know, sit in a car and put in the Wi-Fi, they should be able to access that.
Now, when it comes to that, so is the Wi-Fi password, is that posted or is it free to get onto? Is there a password or is it just show up and log in?
Actually, there is a password, but the password is posted on the door.
Okay.
And we haven't changed it, so people can access that. And yeah, so this past week, Holly started doing story time online, and she has gotten hundreds of views, and people have been very grateful for that. Just provide a short story or finger plays and things to do, parents to do with their kids. And actually, she's actually gotten some craft kits. You know, not everyone has the supplies needed, and so she put together some craft kits and she posted a time when people could call, and she would actually run it out to their car.
When it comes to being the library director, one thing, obviously the big program that comes up here soon is going to be the summer reading program. How closely are you monitoring and watching as it comes to these schools being closed and possibly having to make up time, how to kind of coordinate to do the summer reading program? Is that even something you guys have even discussed at this point?
Well, yes, we have given it some thought. We will play it by ear. We'll just go along with whatever the city or state officials are telling us. So We thought that we would be opening on April 13th, and obviously that's been extended to the 30th. Now, summer reading program starts in June, so we'll see how things go and make a decision at that time.
Now, another thing I want to ask you, too, as a library director, when it comes to all the programs and events and things you guys tend to do, especially when school's getting out in this time of year, is it going to just push all that back to later in the summer, or is it just kind of having to cancel those for now and hopefully get those for again sometime later in the year?
Yeah, we are kind of, evaluating on what we need to do in the next few weeks or so. As it is, you know, we will try to do the best that we can online and do whatever we can to help the community, serve the community in any way. If people need help, feel free to give us a call. Like, we can help you figure out how to renew your card. If it's expired, how to get you a new card. Keep using the Wi-Fi access if you can. And I also want to assure people that, you know, any books that are out right now, you can keep them as long as possible. We are not charging any fines at all at this time. And any books or items that come back to the library, we treat with disinfectant. We wipe them down. We put them in quarantine before we put them on the shelves. We wipe down the computers, keyboards, the mice, the counters, items. We're doing whatever we can to, you know, just keep everything clean, disinfect as much as we can.
Thanks to Knoxville Public Library Director Rosalind Thompson for joining us on today's program. If you'd like to listen to today's program or past shows, go to knicareless.com and click podcast.